بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. In the previous ayat we read, like the Quran Sharif is a very special law of kitab, unlike the others where only laws are mentioned. But in the Quran Sharif, exhortations and warnings are also sounded. So in yesterday's ayat we read that those who bring iman and do amal saliha, what great rewards they have by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we also explained a little bit, very little, about what iman and amal saliha are. And for that, all the great returns by Allah ta'ala. Now opposite to that, Allah ta'ala explains in this ayat, the people who are on the other side, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, those people who deny, or جِن لوگوں نے کفر کیا, اور جُنائے ہماری آیتیں, those people who made kufr and who falsified the signs of Allah ta'ala. Kufr, that is to disbelieve in Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And that is normally a person who is born as a kafir. And if a person was born as a Muslim or he accepted Islam and he gives up Islam, na'udhu billah, may Allah protect us all, then such a person is a murtad. And so these laws are different from that of what a kafir is. A kafir from the beginning, he did not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And just one is to become to be a kafir. One is to be a Muslim, but then a person has got like beliefs like a kafir. Like for example, the kafirs, which you can also call the atheists, they are also amongst the kafirs. The Jews, the Christians also, they don't believe in the oneness of Allah and the Risalat, the Nabuwat of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But a person by his actions, if he says something by his words, or by his actions, he does something which makes him, na'udhu billah, a kafir. That we should be very careful of. And today, unfortunately, that type of kufr has become quite common. How the kafirs are living their lives, and what they cherish, and what they do. Like, for example, celebrating like Christmas. How many Muslim people bring Christmas trees in their houses? Business people also, according to the Christmas season, they also advertise and promote their things. So we are promoting the kufr things. That is a very, very dangerous situation. Anything of the kafirs, what they do, great alim has written that a person might 50 years believe in Allah, keep furozas, make namazas, etc. But on the time of Easter, for example, he gives a present as an Easter egg to someone. So then that is also very, very dangerous. So all the acts of kufr, that also, the words of kufr, to say those words are also extremely dangerous. And the other is kadhabu, those who falsify the ayats of Allah Ta'ala, or the clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala signs are very, very clear, and to falsify them. For those two types of people, Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ وَهِي دُوزَهُ عَلَيْهِ. These are the people of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all, our families, our associates, everyone that is connected. May Allah protect us all. So that is a very dangerous situation, and it is also said that a person who dies on Iman gets Jannat forever. So it appears that he lived as a Muslim for 50 years, 60, 70 years, and he gets Jannat forever. It seems the reward is more than what he had worked for. But it is that as long as he lived, he should live as a Muslim. Therefore his return and his reward of Jannat is according to that. And a person who dies as a kafir, then that person, as long as he loved, he should want to love as a kafir. Therefore, his punishment is according to that. And this kufr and falsifying the ayahs of Allah, disbelieving in Allah in any and all its false forms, they are the worst type of crime. Therefore, the worst punishment is prescribed for them. And this is 100% according to the justice and fairness of Allah Ta'ala, that as you did, according to that you will get. And also it is fully filled with the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. The thing for us is that we must be conscious of our iman. As we are, that there are people who are conscious of their namaz, of the tilawat, I must make my tilawat, I must make my namazes. Like that, we must be conscious of our iman also and work towards it. And anything that can bring any harm in our iman, we must be very, very careful. Imitating non-Muslims in whichever way, birthday parties, any other gatherings, etc. We must be very careful that we don't imitate them, we don't do anything like them. We live as we are Muslims, and we should live as Muslims. And we have got the Quran to guide us, and the Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are very important factors. May Allah Ta'ala protect our iman, grant every person, all people of the world, may Allah grant them iman and Islam, then we live by it, and may, most important, we die on iman and Islam. And Allah save us from kufr and shirk and all the negative things. And may Allah Ta'ala enter us into His gardens of bliss and enjoyment, Jannah, and save us all mankind, all jinn from Jahannam and all the tortures and azab of Jahannam. May Allah be merciful.